AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he is delaying his trip to China until later next month to focus on the war in Iran. When will it end?
We're not ready to leave yet, but we'll be leaving in the near future.
The president says he was rejected by NATO and most allies to help bring shipping traffic back in the Strait of Hormuz.
I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake. And I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test, because we don't need them, but they should have been there.
The president is also pushing back against claims by the director of the National Counterterrorism Center about the motivation for the Iran war. In announcing his resignation, Joe Kent claimed Iran posed no immediate threat to the U.S.
Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it. And many people, many of the greatest military scholars are saying for years that President should have taken out Iran because they wanted a nuclear weapon.
In the House, California Democrat Pete Aguilar says the American people are owed an explanation about the Iran strategy.
We're in week three. The president said we already won. Mike Johnson's saying we're winning. It's almost done, right? Like, it seems like they're always a few hours away from hanging the next mission accomplished sign around here. And we continue to suffer, and now we're going to be stuck with the bill.
The EU's top diplomat says nations won't be dragged into the Iran war. President Emmanuel Macron says France could help secure the Strait of Hormuz only after the bombing stops. The latest Cuban blackout is leaving 11 million people without power across the island. This is Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
They're in a lot of trouble, and the people in charge, they don't know how to fix it. So they have to get new people in charge.
Oil prices are higher. Stocks are holding steady on Wall Street. This is AP News. As winter temperatures rise, falling through the ice is becoming more common and deadly,
leading to more drownings as people fall through while fishing, hunting, skating, and just walking on frozen waters. A study found drowning rates surged fivefold when winter temperatures rose to just below freezing. In Alaska, indigenous communities face increased risks as they rely on ice for travel and food. The unpredictable ice season disrupts traditional hunting practices, pushing people to take dangerous risks. But communities are adapting with satellite imagery. However, the loss of reliable ice impacts both daily life and ecosystems. I'm Julie Walker.
A source tells the AP the Denver Broncos have picked up standout wide receiver Jaylen Waddle in a blockbuster deal that sends three draft picks to the Miami Dolphins, including a first rounder. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.